The Whispering Outlaw by Max Brand. Chapter 1. Pursuit. The crimes of Lou Borgen were usually prepared with the greatest of care, and having been plotted with the last degree of caution, they were always executed by his unassisted hand, so that there was no need either to share the plunder or to take another into his confidence, which is in the end the undoing of even the greatest geniuses who live outside the law. But in the case of the robbery of the bank at the town of Nancy Hatch, Borgen had broken the first of his rules, that is to say, inspired rather with red eye than with a knowledge of the ground or of the cash on hand in the little bank. He had entered the back door of the building in the dusk of the evening, attracted by a light which he had seen in front of the big plate-glass window, with all of its bars of steel behind it. The back door, however, had not even been bolted, and when he entered the bank he simply dropped a mask over his face, shoved a gun under the nose of the cashier, and commanded him to turn over the money which was in the safe. He was obeyed and found himself suddenly in the possession of no less than $15,000 in crisp currency. He then gagged and bound his man, departed the way he had come, and mounting his horse, cantered off up the valley of the Crispin River without attracting the slightest attention. For 2 days, then, he pushed steadily up the river, following one of his maxims, which was to the effect that after the commission of a crime one should select a direction and a course for flight, and never stop driving straight ahead until at least 500 miles lay between him and the scene of his last success. But there seemed not the slightest danger that